Hey there, it is June. It's actually almost the end of June. It is June 26th, and currently I'm sitting here at the computer, so I thought I'd take a break from what I'm doing and just ramble on Anchor FM. let's see, I'm on the computer right now because YouTube, well, as we all know, has gone through a sudden desire, I guess, to go ahead and demonetize a bunch of channels. So I'm not taking it personal, but yeah, my channel was recently demonetized due to, it's embarrassing, due to being, sexually gratuitous? Maybe it wasn't sexually gratuitous. Hang on. So, anyway, yeah. Actually, it wasn't sexually gratuitous. It was, I'm sexually gratifying. I'm like, well, gee, am I supposed to be insulted by that? Because I'm not. I mean, just the mere fact that, you know, I'm 60 years old and I'm deemed sexually gratifying, it's almost a compliment. But, you know, the fact remains, I've been on YouTube now for over 10 years. And no community strikes, no copyright strikes. Or, wait a minute, I did have one copyright strike when I first started on YouTube because I had uploaded a video of me on People's Court, and I was told that I wasn't allowed to upload that video because it was a copyright claim, and there was no way, you know, I could get permission to, I guess, show myself on People's Court. I still don't understand that because, you know, it seems that because I'm the one on it, I should be able to show people what happened, because that was the People's Court that Muhammad Ali saw and ended up, I guess, flying me to Vegas to see the Duran Hagler fight. So anyway, it was a special People's Court as far as I'm concerned, but it was deemed a copyright. And so at that point, I knew I was not allowed to upload any videos that I'm in, even though I'm in it, if it's, you know, I guess, claimed by some TV show. So anyway, outside of that, I've had no problems with YouTube. You know, I get people who flag me because, and this is why, actually, I was demonetized, because I wear a bikini on occasion. I mean, come on, it's summertime. And, you know, granted, I'm no Victoria's Secret model, never claimed I was. So, you know, I don't look that good, but, you know, I don't look horrible. I mean, I'm not doing anything that is, as far as I'm concerned, sexually gratifying. But apparently, because some men like seeing me in a bikini, despite the fact that I'm 60 years old. You know, I'm not insulted by the fact that men, I guess, like the videos. You know, I'm not a man hater, really, truly. If anything, I think maybe somebody at YouTube is a man hater. You know, I'm not a feminist. You know, I love men. They are my weakness. But in the meantime, yeah, I've got videos on there of me in a bikini. And along with other videos, you know, me cutting hair, me cooking, me showing DIY stuff, how to do stuff, random rants, whatever. It's a combination of all kinds of videos. But yes, there are some videos, quite a few of them, 50 of them to be exact, of me in a bikini. Because, you know, it's bikini time, number one, number two, number three, whatever. It has been 10 years and I've been averaging about 7 or 8 bikini videos, I guess, a year. And there's some burlesque videos on there because, yeah, I'm a burlesque dancer. I was a burlesque dancer a long time ago. And, you know, I still like to occasionally show, walk down, I guess, memory lane, show what it's like to, but you don't show anything. I don't show anything. I am not showing anything other than my belly button, my legs, you know, maybe cleavage, but nothing that I would deem sexually gratifying. I don't care if the men like seeing it. Again, like I said, I'm not offended. I'm doing it because they like to see it. I mean, clearly, I am catering to the male audience, the men who enjoy seeing women do burlesque or see women in a bikini. I don't deny that. But and then the wrestling. Yeah, I was a wrestler for many years, so there's a lot of wrestling videos on there of me wrestling. Again, they're deemed sexually gratifying. Okay, you know, I get it. You know, YouTube wants to be a family-friendly channel. And on those videos that I even question whether or not somebody might be offended by it, I make them 18 and over so that, you know, nobody's offended. And if they are offended, they shouldn't be watching it kind of deal. But, you know, enter at your own risk. In the meantime, yeah. I got demonetized for being sexually gratifying, which brings me to why I'm on the computer now. I've got a dilemma. I have to either A, remove all my bikini videos and stuff from YouTube, which I'm not going to do. So, or, you know, I can take all the hairdressing videos and create one channel for that, which is what I'm doing. All the cooking videos, create a channel for that. All the DIY videos, create a channel for that. You know, basically a lot of work. A lot of work. And I'm creating, you know, of course, different blog spots, different whatever to go with those channels so that I guess it doesn't interfere with whatever is happening. And then I got to try and demonetize or ask if I can get those monetized because a lot of people were logging on to see the haircut videos. A lot of people were logging on to see the cooking videos and DIY landscaping videos and just, you know, I had 8,000, I have 8,000 subscribers, you know, that's not exactly, you know, a whole bunch of subscribers in YouTube land, but it's a lot for me. And I don't know how many thousands of hits, but is 8 million views. Yeah, 8 million views. Again, demonetized because I'm sexually gratifying because somebody don't like the fact that they said I'm not advertiser friendly because I'm in a bikini. It seems to me they would find the advertisers that want to advertise on the bikini videos, especially since all the videos that they claim are too sexually gratifying, the commercials that they were putting on those videos, the ads, were obese women with underwear that bra and panties that would conceal their fat. And so, wait a minute. You know, it's okay that they're in a bra and panties, but I can't be in a bra and panties or a bikini. And it even says, even the ones where I'm dressed, wearing a dress, because a guy, for somehow, finds himself getting an erection, I'm a bad YouTuber. You know, I'm not offended, so I'm going to leave those videos up there of me in the bikinis, those videos up there of me and the burlesque outfits, doing the shows, cosplay, you know. You know, if somebody is happy to see those videos, yeah, I'm leaving them up there. And the mere fact that a man can obtain an erection from them, congratulations. You know, again, I'm not offended. But I do want to still somehow collect for all the videos that are the hair cutting videos and the cooking videos, etc. So I'm going to create a whole new channel, probably 5 new channels. And it's a lot of work. A lot of work. Because YouTube, yeah, they're going through a spell of demonetizing a whole bunch of people. And the word, I think, is censorship, right? Because there's nothing offensive about a bikini. You can go to any beach and see one. There's nothing offensive that I'm doing in my mind by doing wrestling. There's nothing offensive that I am doing when I am, you know, doing burlesque, because I don't show anything. I mean, I see a lot of videos on YouTube where people are, you know, telling other people what it's like to be gay. And, you know, they're wearing really minuscule clothing while they're doing it, the pride parade and all this other stuff. And that's perfectly acceptable to see on YouTube. And, you know, it almost feels like because I'm a straight female who loves men, and I have no question as to my sexual identity, and I am not, you know, doing my best to just film from the neck up. Yeah, I got demonetized because I like being a woman. I love being a woman. I am not out to make men feel bad because they want to look at me in a bikini. I mean, come on, I'm 60. If a man wants to look at me in a bikini, God bless him. All right, I've rambled enough. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.